And you are officially on the couch with me, your friendly psychologist. Dr. Michelle, welcome, as you always are, every week about this time. And this is where we get to talk about just about anything, usually relationships, issues. I like to answer a lot of your emails and get responses to callers. And I also like to interview great authors. And I have a great author I will be interviewing today. And so you can respond to that, too. I'd love to hear from you. Welcome to the couch, as you always are. And by the way, if you want to email me in response to this show or any other show, it's docmichelle@AOL.com. And, of course, you can check out my webpage right here at the station, LA Talk Radio. And that'll link you as well onto my website, which is drmichelletherapy.com, Dr. Michelle Therapy. All right. Let me ask you some of these questions. Have you ever thought about getting a divorce? Have you ever thought, is it time to go? Why do people stay in chronically unhappy marriages? Why do they do that? I don't understand why they do that. But you see it all over. You see it all the time. Well, my special guest today is Dr. Lawrence Birnbach. And he's a psychoanalyst, and he specializes in working with folks and, you know, individuals and couples in troubled relationships. And he's done this for years. Now, he's written the book, How to Know If It's Time to Go. And his co-author, of course, is Dr. Beverly Hyman. She's an internationally known consultant. But today I'm going to be talking with the other doctor, Birnbach, and we're going to just be finding out how do you know if it's time to go from your relationship? I mean, what are some of the signs that are going to show you that you're having a bad relationship? You see it all over. Don't you see couples and you go, whoa, they shouldn't be in a relationship. That's really, wow, that's not a good thing, right? You see that a lot. But there are some relationships that can be repaired. So this is the book that might help you out. What it does is it has so many different guides. It presents great research. It talks about how to save your marriage, possibly. How severe are, you know, the problems in your marriage? We also have, is there a decision to stay? Work it out. How to know if it's time to go. And the cool thing, too, is there's like a 10-step reality test for your marriage. And they share in lots of case studies, cutting-edge research. They have like 100 question self-assessment. Let's say it's called the marriage list. You know, how to know if it's time to go. And what we're going to be doing is talking to our author, who's calling in, I believe, from the back east. So it's a little bit later in his time zone. But meanwhile, if you'd like to respond to my special guest today, the number is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And of course, the correct email address to respond to if you'd like to, you know, make a comment or anything like that is docmichelle@AOL.com. That's docmichelle@AOL.com. Of course, like I said, you can go on my webpage. All right, let's check it out and see if my special guest is calling in today. And good day. Hi, this is Dr. Michelle. Is this Dr. Birnbach?
This is Dr. Birnbach. Hi.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm good. It's a beautiful day where I am in Massachusetts.
Is it? Nice.
Yep.
That's good to hear. Well, it's so nice to have you on the show today, and I was just kind of giving you a little boost intro here about your book, How to Know If It's Time to Go. I read it. It's a good one. And I was telling
folks,
yeah, you're welcome. It's a 10-step reality test for your marriage, folks. This is it. We're getting down to the brass tacks. This is reality time. And, doctor, you know, you've been around doing this for over 25 years, right? You specialize
right.
in working with couples and individuals in troubled relationships. You must have a wealth of cool stories to tell.
I by this time, a lot of things have gone on in my office.
Yeah, I bet they have. Well, what I really, like I said, I really enjoyed your book. And the thing is what it does is it helps folks. It presents research. It really has people ponder their relationship? And is this an unhealthy relationship I'm in? And really, is it really time? I mean, is it time to go? Am I getting ill? Am I unhappy and unhealthy in my relationship? And is it affecting everyone and everything in my life? I mean, it's a really cool step-by-step concrete plan for action. So I thank you for writing it. This needed to be done for a lot of people.
Well, thank you. You know, we feel, and my co-author, who is my wife for the last 12 years, because we both experienced divorce.
Yeah.
We both found that we and everybody else that we knew of, no matter how good their marriage was, there were times when it just was off track, when people felt stuck, where they felt completely frustrated with their partner.
Right.
And in reflecting about it, you know, after we were together, we were out in the singles world, but then we found each other and reflected on these kinds of questions, we found that, you know, people could use some guidance about how to differentiate between, am I stuck?
Right.
Is this just a rough patch, or is this really pretty hopeless? And we've tried everything, and we've gotten nowhere.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like I said, it needed to be done. So, in your book, and again, folks, if you just tuned in, this is Dr. Michelle. You're on the couch with me and my special guest, Dr. Lawrence Birnbach, who is the author of How to Know If It's Time to Go. So, doctor, you know, you talk about 9 areas that cause the most relationship problems. Can you talk about those for us?
Sure. You know, couples probably think that there's just an infinite number of issues that they really, you know, have that come up in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it really all boils down pretty much to 9 different areas that we talk about in the book that every couple has to come to grips with.
Mm-hmm.
Issues like money,
right,
parenting, the sexual relationship between them, alcohol and drug use, household responsibilities, career issues, stuff like that. Relationships with extended families,
mm-hmm.
siblings, parents, even friends who can be intrusive into relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And every couple has to kind of sort these things out. And when they come to a dead end and are stuck with each other on even just a couple of these issues,
right,
it really causes problems in the relationship. Because, I mean, to use an example from my experience, this one couple had trouble over money issues.
Right.
And while they were comfortable with money, the wife was always running up big credit card bills.
Oh boy.
And no matter how often the husband would talk to her about it, she'd say, well, look, we've got to have the kids dressed nice, and we've got to, you know, make the house look nice. What are our friends going to think? And
mm-hmm.
so on. And then I need a new dress for this, and so on. And I don't mean to put this on women in particular,
no,
because
I
don't believe it's just an issue with women. But he felt increased, and month after month after month, year after year, this went on, and he got increasingly frustrated because he was getting, he felt like she was ignoring him.
Yeah, she's not
and
hearing
so,
him, yeah.
So when it would be time in the evening for some possible sexual intimacy, he'd be all shut down.
Right.
And so it started affecting their sex life.
Right.
And then he would sort of care a little less what she thought, so he started smoking pot around the house.
Right.
And so it sort of spreads from one area to another when couples are feeling increasingly alienated from one another. And that's what we're trying to help couples to find ways to identify where the problems are. We have in the book what we call the marriage test.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And at the end of each chapter, there are a number of questions, but we compile them all at the end of the book into a 100-question marriage test. And it's just yes or no questions. But if you go through it, if as an individual or as a couple, it will help you to identify where you're stuck, where the marriage has gotten off track, and it'll give you talking points to talk to your spouse.
Yeah.
And say, you know, look, I'm feeling unhappy, and I read How to Know If It's Time to Go, and I took the marriage test, and it shows that we're really stuck on such and such an issue,
yeah.
you know, money, or
right.
We don't agree on parenting,
right.
or, you
right.
know, you're too lenient and I'm too strict. And,
right. That's right.
So that's really the first step that we recommend
mm-hmm.
is to identify, to first of all, ask yourself if you're unhappy, and second of all, to say, what's making me unhappy? Identify the problems.
Exactly. What's cool about the marriage test at the end of the book and the 100 questions, you know, it really cuts to the chase. Do my spouse and I disagree on at least 3 of the 9 areas in which all
mm-hmm.
couples must work out agreements, and those are some of the 9 areas that you were talking about. Boy, that gets right to it, gets you start thinking. And just like the couple you were mentioning, have our persistent disagreements led to open or hidden anger and disrespect? There you go. And it starts snowball.
Exactly.
Everything starts to snowball.
And when there is this open and persistent you know, disagreement, it starts turning into disrespect.
Yes.
When you feel you can't get anywhere with your spouse,
mm-hmm.
you start losing respect for them. You
right.
stop trusting them.
Right.
You stop feeling that it's really a partnership and that they're just in it for themselves.
Right.
And, you know, this is what needs to be healed, you know, by, at first, hopefully, you can talk to each other about
right.
it. And if it's a good marriage to begin with, even though couples find it very hard to, you know, sort of break the ice and talk about these things,
yeah.
it's one of the most valuable things you can possibly do.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. It's amazing. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle here, and I'm speaking to Dr. Lawrence Birnbach. He's one of the authors, along with his wife, Dr. Beverly Hyman, of How to Know If It's Time to Go. It is a 10-step reality test for your marriage. And we're just talking about, you know, some of the main problems that people have, the 9 areas that cause the most relationship problems. So, Dr. Birnbach, you say that more marriages, and I see this a lot, too, and I have for years in my practice, more marriages can be saved if an intervention is made earlier. Why do so many couples come in to see us after the marriage has pretty much been damaged beyond repair? I mean, really, I'm amazed at the damage with some of these people. And why why did they wait?
Well, you as a counselor and I as a counselor know how true this is.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, any other therapist that I've spoken to who works with couples says the exact same thing. You know, 48 years ago,
yeah.
they should have been working diligently
right.
on getting things right.
That's right. Life's too short. Life's too short.
You know, in the book, we compare, you know, the process of assessing the problems in the
mm-hmm.
marriage to we make a parallel with what you would do with physical issues. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's recommended you go to a physician once
yeah.
a year for a checkup.
Right.
Well, we suggest that once a year you take the marriage test and give yourselves a checkup and see how you're doing and sit down and, you know, really
yeah.
talk about how are we doing.
It's such a great suggestion, and it's healthy to do. You know, people, like you said, people avoid it too. By the way, folks, if you just tuned in to On the Couch with me, Dr. Michelle, I'm talking to Dr. Lawrence Birnbach. He's the author of the latest book, How to Know If It's Time to Go. It's a great relationship book. It's a reality test for your marriage. And it has tests to take. It has some great things to make you wake up and figure out really what's going on if you're not happy with your marriage and try to fix it, see how you can work through it, and or move on and try to work that out as well. So, at Dr. Birnbach, we were talking about, you know, a lot of stressors and How can a couple ascertain if their relationship has just hit a rough patch or if it's become truly unhealthy? I mean, that's sort of hard sometimes. It gets blurry because, you know, feelings are so profound. You're feeling bad and you hit that rough patch and maybe you've never encountered it before. So it's
and at times, you know, the thought of should I divorce this person, it comes to everybody.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't. You should divorce the other person. Mm-hmm. You may be in a rough patch. And I think, you know, assessing just the question you're asking here, I think is really very crucial.
Yeah.
And what we really recommend is, number one, how long has it been going on, this rough patch? If it's been going on for a year, well, this could indicate something serious.
Yes.
If you've stopped caring about pleasing your partner.
Right.
Right? And because the way I look at, you know, what a marriage is about, it's about, you know, in part, trying to make your partner happy.
Yeah.
And they try to make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've stopped really caring about whether you're making your partner happy or not, you know, so in the example I used earlier about this fellow who felt his wife was spending too much money, and he stopped being interested in having sex with her.
Yeah.
And so she would make an overture, and he would say no.
Yep.
And it's okay to say no once in a while, but when you say no all the time, it really starts hurting the other person.
Sure it does.
And so when you start really questioning, do I really give a darn about making this other my partner happy?
Right.
That's a sign that it may be more than a rough patch.
Right.
And it's a sign that problems have to be addressed.
Yeah.
If you really don't respect your partner, don't trust that they're going to come through for you. You can't depend on them for anything.
Right.
These are more serious issues, and if you want to preserve the marriage, you need to pay attention to them and start doing something about it.
Yeah.
And again, the first step is to start talking.
Yeah.
Because you may run into a brick wall with your partner.
Right.
And they may say, oh, everything's fine, you know, stop making trouble.
Yes, exactly.
Right?
They don't want to go there.
Right. And so, you have to say, listen, this is serious.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really love me, you've got to pay attention to what I'm saying.
Right.
We've actually, people have made the suggestion that if your partner sees you reading our book, this could send a real strong message to your partner that something serious is on your mind.
You think? There's big bold letters. How to know if it's time to go? I think, that's a good. If they're not listening to you, and you hold this in front of their face, up in your face, like you're reading it, maybe this will be the heads up for them. This will be the one that, you know, that's the cue right there.
And if they don't notice what you're reading, then you know you have a problem.
Right, exactly. Then you really have to ascertain whether you got to go, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, Dr. Birnbach, you know, you talk in your book about three what we call perilous times in a marriage. Now, we've all heard about friends say things like, "Oh, you know, it's that 7-year itch." Now, I don't buy into that personally, but you talk about pretty serious times in a marriage occurring at the 2-year mark, 12, and 20 years in the relationship. This was really interesting to me. So why are couples really vulnerable at these times?
Why 2, 12, and 20?
Yeah.
Okay, well, 2-3 years into the marriage is kind of the wake-up time. You've been married, you're in the honeymoon period, so-called, you know, the honeymoon's over, but you're still in the honeymoon period. Your partner is, you know, fabulous, but the realities of life are starting to creep in.
Right.
You know, you're working every day, you're into the grind, keeping the house, you might have a young child, and so the realities of life are really sinking in, and you may find that your partner just really isn't coming through in the ways that you had hoped.
Right.
Right, and exactly. So it's kind of like a one morning you wake up and you say, who the heck am I married to? Oh my God. I mean, you know, he still is handsome. He still turns me on, but he's really just not my partner here.
Right. Right.
So
exactly.
This is a time when it's a perilous time. You really have to address that. This is the time to address the issues.
Right.
And more, by the way, I would say in my, psychotherapy practice, mm-hmm. in New York City, I'm getting a lot of couples coming into my office mm-hmm. at around this time. They've been married a year and a half, two,
right.
3 years,
yep.
and they're acknowledging the problems
yep.
that they're having. And I think it's the best thing they can possibly be doing.
Yes.
Because they're going after the problems early in the marriage.
I agree with you. That's healthier to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. 12 years. Mm-hmm. You know, people marry nowadays, you know, typically in their late 20s, or 30 or something like that.
Right.
So 12 years puts you into the, you know, the classical midlife crisis.
Right.
Right. You're 42 years old and you have kids in grammar school and you're working and,
yeah.
you know, your parents are getting older
right.
and whatever. And you're starting to, and you're saying to yourself for the last few years, is this all there is in life?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my life is humdrum. My life right. is routine.
Right.
Where's the love and romance that we
yeah.
once had?
Yes.
And this is the time when affairs start.
Yeah, interesting.
No. And, you know, we hear all these yeah. spectacular, you know, Hollywood affairs, you know,
right.
Which
right.
you get in your newspapers every other day.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, just for your listeners, I'm sure you know, but
mm-hmm.
these are really the exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
These
mm-hmm.
spectacular, horrible, you know, front page, divorces and affairs.
Right.
Most people, you know, just don't do that kind of thing. Most marriages, do not go in this kind of direction.
Right, and it's really sad living out here in Los Angeles sometimes because, you know, as a New Yorker, you know they're doing it a lot of times for publicity. And it's really, that's Los Angeles for you, huh? You know?
Right.
But
and this is one of the things that, just to, you know, to kind of diverge from your question a little bit, one of the things that frightens people so much about when they're in a really dead-end marriage,
yeah.
One of the things that frightens them is, you know, winding up in one of these spectacular divorces where, mm. you know, your partner is trying to get every penny
oh, yeah.
and they're snatching the children and, there's all, you know, a scandal and so on and
yeah.
so forth.
Yeah.
And that's just really rare.
Yes.
And we hear about it
yes.
because in the media, if it's spectacular, it makes news.
Well, right.
It doesn't make news when Joe and Sally Smith get a divorce and everything
yeah.
goes pretty smoothly and they're
that's right. I think we just
make news.
Serious. Yeah. You know, can I ask you something? Are men
sure.
more likely to have midlife crises than women?
I would say not anymore.
Okay. Interesting. So
I think
yeah.
that women always had midlife crises too, but they suppressed them.
Uh-huh.
And, the times have changed,
yeah.
and they have changed much more for women
yes.
than for men. I don't have to tell you. You obviously
yeah.
know this. For the first time this year in the United States,
mm-hmm.
women are outnumbering men in the workforce.
Yes.
It's the first
yep.
time in history.
Yep.
And, so women have many more options now, and including the option to have a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
and so the number of women who are unhappy in marriage, women are admitting it to themselves more, actually even more than men.
Interesting.
Two-thirds of marriages that wind up in divorce, it's initiated by women.
Interesting.
And they... And they give as their reason that basically they've been changing, they've been growing, mm-hmm. they've been evolving, and their men basically say to them, honey, you married me for who I was. Here it is, 20 years later,
right.
I'm still the exact same guy that you married. And
right.
she says, that's the problem.
Oh, right.
you
right.
haven't changed a bit.
That's right.
And you think that that's good enough, and it's no longer good enough.
Yeah, yeah. And there's too many cougar reality shows on TV as well, you know.
Well, that's right.
Thought I'd throw
that's
out a,
right.
there's a little and, joke there. But, I mean, no, it's true. Women have a lot more choices these days.
That's right. That's right.
You know.
And I think that ultimately, even though there's – you know, there's actually less divorce now than there was 10, 15 years ago. The numbers have actually declined from
yeah.
like 50% down to close to 40%, but
oh.
it's sort of leveled off around 40%, which
uh-huh.
is still an enormous number.
Yeah.
But women have so many more options.
Yes, they do. What's the deal with the 20-year mark in the relationship? Now, why is that a perilous time?
I'm sorry, say again?
What is the deal with the 20 years in a relationship?
Oh, 20. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. That's right. I got off that.
That's all right. No,
question.
No. I just, that
right.
seems 20, like a strange
20
number.
is again, it's
yeah.
the very well-known empty nest time.
Right.
The kids have grown up. They're, you know, at college, or they're graduating from college,
yep.
or they're out in the workforce, they're living on their own, and the couple is now, after they've spent all their time sort of avoiding each other and just focusing on the kids
right.
and work and running their lives, they're now faced with each other.
Yep.
And they're still pretty young, you know, they're probably in their early 50s or something like that.
Yep.
And in this day and age, they're physically fit.
Right.
They're still looking, you know, pretty good.
Yeah.
And they feel, I still have a lot of options in my life. Do I want to stay with this person for the rest of it?
Yep.
And so,
that makes
so
sense.
So that's 2, 12, and 20.
There you go. That makes a lot of sense, you know. By the way, if you just tuned in, I'm interviewing the author of the book, How to Know If It's Time to Go. It's a 10-step reality test for your marriage, and it's a really great book for you to read. If you're questioning your relationship, you don't even have to be married to somebody. But if you've been a long, committed partner to someone and it doesn't feel right, definitely a marriage. My guest is Dr. Lawrence Birnbach, and, of course, the co-author is his wife, Dr. Beverly Hyman. They are specialists, and there's a lot of cool statistics in here as well, and valid tests that you can take to test your marriage. If you're having some questions or you're feeling strange or things have been persisting way too long and you want to start exploring those things. So let's get right to it, Dr. Birnbach. You talk about some of the specific remedies for folks who want to save their marriages. So what are some of these specific remedies? Folks, take notes if you're listening. This is important.
What are the specific remedies?
Yep.
Okay. Well, as I have said a few times, the first thing is to start talking
yep.
to your spouse about what is bothering you. Break the ice. Put it into words. Okay? If you're getting nowhere, which is a very likely possibility, counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michelle, you are a counselor.
Yep.
I am a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see a professional counselor.
Yep.
Or talk to a clergy person.
Right.
The clergyman or woman at your you know, the local church or synagogue
right.
Is a good person to talk to,
yep.
and it's free, by the way,
there
of course.
There you go.
And that is just to get a sounding board,
mm-hmm.
just to get, you know, some support to feel that you're not alone
right.
in, you know, in feeling, you know, well, maybe I'm unreasonable to have
right.
these feelings. Maybe
right.
I'm expecting too much from my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe I'm expecting too little from my marriage, and I'm not happy because I'm getting, you know,
yeah.
very little.
Yep. It's
so talk to somebody,
yeah.
but talk to somebody who's in a position to be who's trained and can be helpful.
Yep.
These are the absolute first steps. Mm-hmm. We go into a bunch of others in the book. I mean, you know, maybe you're spending too much time with your children.
Right.
Maybe your spouse is feeling left out.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have to make some kind of an adjustment there. Or maybe you're spending too much time with your spouse and you're getting on each other's nerves.
Yes.
I've known people who have had couples who have had businesses together.
Oh.
And they say it's so hard on the marriage.
Right, I
agree.
Because
they see each other 24 hours a day.
I agree. I always tell couples, never go into business together. you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways that we go into in the book that you can alter the what's going on in the marriage. Maybe you need to get a job. Maybe you need to cut back on a job.
Right, right.
You know, if you're working too hard.
And yeah, yeah.
So there's many different ways
exactly.
that you can address the problems, and we view divorce as really the last resort.
Right.
The next to the last chapter in our book is titled, Have You Tried Every Remedy?
Right.
And we list all the things
mm-hmm.
that you might try.
Yep.
And so we're not advocating divorce
That's
at
right.
all.
That's true. No, you're not. And, you know, what's interesting is when I've had people in the past come in to see me, there's always someone who's more to blame than the other, right? There's always one guy who's worse or a lady who's worse. They're really causing more of the problems in the relationship. Why don't couples realize that they both have to make changes? You know, we were talking about this just a little bit earlier. We were touching on it where, you know, one person just, I've changed. You need to change. You know, why,
right,
why
right. Well, this is probably the toughest
yeah.
question that you're bringing up here is, even in examples where there's, you know, someone is so obviously wrong. They've just gotten caught
right.
having an affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, they really were in the wrong. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But what led up to that affair? You know, we use the expression, another person can't come between a couple unless there's already plenty of space.
Right. Right.
And
that makes sense.
So, you know, it may feel like a terrible imposition.
Yeah.
But even if your partner has had an affair, what did you do wrong?
Yeah.
You know, what? How did you
right.
disappoint your partner?
Right.
How did it get to that point?
Right.
I mean, I can give an example.
Yeah.
Where a couple, the guy got caught having an affair,
mm-hmm.
and the wife was enraged at him, and
right.
he was, you know, he was full of shame and sorrow, and, you know, I'm never going to do this. And she just, and they went into couples counseling, and all she wanted to do was hammer him
right.
about how could he do this, how could he betray her,
mm-hmm.
but gradually, it came out that she had had no interest in his life, in his career,
right.
in getting up in the morning and, you know, maybe helping him. And he made a good living, you know,
right.
maybe, you know, keeping him company in the morning before
yeah.
he left at 7 o'clock for work.
Being there for him. Yeah.
And she sort of neglected her appearance
right.
over the years. And so he drifted further and further away.
Sure.
So obviously he was wrong.
Exactly.
But she ultimately had to come to grips with that she had really let him down also.
Well, right, exactly. And that's that taking responsibility, you know, that is such an important thing. Just like you said about the couple earlier, the guy who kept telling his wife, you know, we don't really have the money to spend, but she never listened. She kept charging those credit cards, you know, and he
right.
started, like you said, it's a snowball effect. He feels insecure. He feels like she's not listening. He withdraws. Then she feels that he's withholding and she may be unattractive or, you know, there's no communication going on. But this, you know, it does boil down to the fact that you both are to blame in the situation. It's usually not.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. It takes two to tango.
Yeah, there's a great scene in It's Complicated, the movie with Meryl Streep. Right?
Did, that's a terrific, terrific film.
Hysterical film. And she says, finally, she admits to her ex-husband, after they've been divorced, and of course, now they're having an affair again, she says, I just wanted to tell you that I take responsibility for the problems in our marriage, for the divorce. He did have an affair on her, but she, you know, that was so poignant that it was her responsibility too, and she knew what she was doing. She was, you know, pulling away as well and not giving him what he needed on the other side. So, yeah, right on. You know, on the other side also of this whole discussion, and you include this in your book, are, you know, kids, children. Of course they affect the marriage. You know, there's a lot of stressors involved with raising kids. And we don't feel real sexy. We women especially, after having kids and cleaning up and taking care of, and, you know, if we're housewives, or, you know, we stay home with the kids, or even not, if we're working and then we come home and we're caretaking, you know, it's really difficult. But on the other hand, in your book, it's fascinating because you interviewed elementary school teachers, and they talked about some of the students who they could identify who had parent problems, and that was
right. Whose parents were having problems?
How can these teachers tell? This was a cool point in your book.
Okay. Well, you know, and it's such an awkward situation for the teachers. But when they see children who are, you know, getting into trouble,
right,
talking back to them, or their grades have taken a dive, they're having trouble with other children, or they're very isolated and sad. All these are kind of symptoms of marital problems at home. And parents often don't really recognize that when your child or children are having problems of this nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we can talk about, you know, what goes on with adolescence,
right,
as well.
Right.
These are signs of trouble,
right,
in the marriage.
Right.
And that the child is like the lightning rod, and he is attracting trouble.
Right.
He is, you know, having difficulties reflecting what's going on, the difficulties between the parents.
Right, right. He's acting out. A lot of trouble, but also, you know, crying for attention to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, let's get this together. I can't handle this. I'm your kid. You know?
Yeah, and the teachers see this, and many of them know exactly what it means, but it's not their job. They are in no position whatsoever to say anything to the parents.
That's true.
You know, they could probably be fired if they said anything like that to the parents. And so they're just sort of stuck with it, and they try to do the best they can with the children.
That would be a real difficult position to be in. And most teachers I found, they have to be discreet, but they do, you know, try to help the kids as much as they can without getting involved. That would be really difficult too. But yeah, adolescence as well. I mean, that's a real, a big thing too, because of course you have the independence and the, you know, the crazy hormones and all that that really trigger strange behaviors and thoughts. But then when you're having chaos at home, it really magnifies the problem a lot more. So
absolutely. And so you see things like drug and alcohol use, promiscuity, both in girls and boys as well.
Yeah.
You know, really rebellious behavior, you know, not paying attention to what parents are asking. Because in families that are really happy, where the marriage is really working, the adolescent rebellion is very, it's much less than we tend to think. You know, they want to be independent and so on, but they do it within the framework of the family rather than breaking out, you know, of jail.
Right, exactly. It's so true. Now, again, in your book, folks, if you just tuned in, I'm interviewing one of the authors, Dr. Lawrence Birnbach, of the book How to Know If It's Time to Go. It's a 10-step reality test for your marriage. His co-author is his wife, Dr. Beverly Hyman. And, you know, a lot of people, the last ditch resort, as you say here, is considering divorce. You have all of these tests to go through. You have all these suggestions that people try to do to get their marriage together. And folks, if you're having trouble, or, you know, you're considering divorce, so you've thought about it, or, you know, you're in a, as Dr. Birnbach said, you're in a bump in the road, and it's not really necessarily this major. This is not a deal breaker, but, you know, how to get through some of these real problems and not consider divorce. I mean, this is really the point. But if there is divorce, you know, probably in the future, there's a lot of myths about divorce that could prevent people from considering it as an option. Can you talk about some of those myths that have been created?
I sure can. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the top myths is divorce is going to do great harm to my children.
Right.
And the reality is unhappy marriages do great harm to children, and a divorce, a single parent household that's stable or remarrying after, you know, an appropriate period of time is actually a better environment for children than the unhappy marriage that they may have been in before.
That's the fact.
So, and the statistics, there are huge, huge numbers, amounts of research which support this notion that children actually do better in behavior and grades once the conflict dies down in, you know, after a couple has separated.
Right, right.
Another myth that huge numbers of people have is that women will be plunged into poverty. Well, it really is a very tiny minority of women who wind up living at a lower standard of living than they had been in their marriage.
Right.
What happens is sometimes there's a dip in the standard of living for a year or two, but close to 90% of men and women with, after a few years, are living at the exact same level economically as they had been in the intact family.
Right.
People have a variety of ways that they are able to increase their incomes, including for women, remarriage or, you know, living with a person and splitting expenses or getting a job or maybe getting a better job or going back to school and upgrading your skills, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So that's another myth. Right. Another myth is, I'll be alone forever.
Right.
Three quarters of all women who divorce remarry. 83% of all men who divorce remarry.
Right.
And that
doesn't
even count people who just live together and don't remarry.
That's really profound. Don't you hear that so much? You know, from people who've come in for individual therapy, you know, I'll never get married again. If at this stage in my life, I will never remarry. You know, it's like, nah, I don't know about that.
It's a new world out there.
It sure
and,
is.
You know, if you're 60 years old or 50 years old, there are people out there that would like to meet you if you are willing to give it a chance.
Yep. That's a perfect way to end our interview, folks. And I thank you so much for being on my show, Dr. Birnbach. It's really been a great, enlightening experience.
It's really been a pleasure talking with you, Dr. Michelle.
Well,
and if
you.
I could, I would like to mention our website.
Please do.
Because there's a lot of information on it for people if they're interested. It's how to know if it's time to go. .com, and that's all one word.
Makes
sense. I don't know if it's time to go. .com.
Very nice. All right, and of course they can pick up the book anywhere. they want
absolutely
to go online,
on Amazon, Barnes and Noble,
that's
whatever.
Right. It's there, folks. Thank you so much for being my guest today, and much success to you. And take good care.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed the interview.
All right, Dr. Birnbach. Take care now. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that's an awesome book. I checked it out. Folks, you got to read it. You will like it. It will help you out. How to know if it's time to go. It is, again, a 10-step reality test for your marriage. If you're thinking, I don't know, it's not working. Maybe it's not working. Check it out. This is Dr. Michelle. It's been great being on the couch with you. You can stay if you'd like. There's more great shows coming up here on LA Talk Radio. You want to get in touch with me? You can find me here on the webpage at LA Talk Radio. Click onto my links, my website, and my email address. Have a great day, and do take care of yourself before you can help anybody else. That's the way to go. All right, bye-bye.